feet. Now when you put them shoes on, you keep them shod all the time, just about every 6 to 8 weeks. You got to take them off and retrim his feet. His whole feet gets cramping.
Mm-hmm.
When you come time to take them off, I just take them off, put them up. They're still good, but never did put them back on him.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah.
Did y'all ever play a game with those shoes? Ever play a game with those shoes?
Well, I don't know as I ever did, but I know the folks that call it pitching horseshoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We used to pitch what we call pitching dollars. When they made them silver dollars,
right?
Yeah. Get a couple of fellas, several could pitch and make some holes back there and over yonder and pitch them on so much you count so much you put him in the hole.
Right.
Yeah.
I see. Did people around here to raise any sheep?
Not much. My daddy grew just a few sheep way back down there.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't much sheep growing this part of the country.
Mm-hmm.
What did he raise them for?
He just raised them for the wool. Shear them and sell the wool.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Do you remember what people called the male sheep?
Called them a ram.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the female, they called her a ewe.
Y'all, when you were growing up, y'all kept hogs on your farm?
Hogs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What did you call the male?
Well, we called him, he had different names. We'd call him a man hog, we'd call him a boar or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, I see.
See, farmers like that, they had all kind of names for stuff to call them.
Did they call him anything after one was castrated?
Well, they called him a barra then.
Yeah.
Yeah. The pigs, castrate them, you want to make meat hogs out of them, he'd be a barra.
Mm-hmm.
Why did they do that?
Well, if you let him go as a male hog, when he got up pretty good size, he give the meat a different taste, flavor.
Mm.
Y'all can get him a little stirred up by his pretty bad meat.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I see. Did you ever hear of anybody trying to cook a boar hog?
Well, I don't know, but I didn't know.
I imagine it'd been kind of rough.
I don't imagine they tried that much. They know better.
Did you have a name for a hog that was in between a small one and a full-grown hog? Kind of in between.
Call them small ones, we call them Schultz.
Schultz.
Yeah.
About what size would it have to be before you call it a Schultz?
Oh, well, I don't know, after he quit being a pig, got up, say, 2-3 months old, on up, he got 7 or 8 months old. Oh, he's a show.
Mm-hmm. I see.
You know these stiff hairs that a hog has on his back?
Yeah.
What do you call those things?
All them bristles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was that a problem at hog killing time when you were trying to clean the hog?
No, if you got them scalded right, it's all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there it was a problem if you didn't happen to get it too hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I see.
Folks that kill them a hog, they soon learn about how to handle that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a new fella start in, he'd get them. I've got them too hot, but I learned better.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
You would call it, when you get too hot, call it setting it. And you couldn't scrape them off like you would. If you get them scalded just right, you can take something just soon rake them hair off, you see.
Right, I see.